You are listening to FPEA Connects, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Welcome to episode number 80 of FPEA Connects. I'm Suzanne, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. I am here with Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. We're here to talk about some fun stuff today.
Yep.
You know how much we love to travel.
We both do.
We both do. And we got another lot of likes in common we'll talk about in a minute. But we're going to talk about a fun trip today. And just first, I think we'll kind of just set up what FPEA is doing on our next adventure road trip. And then I'll talk a little bit more about things you can do with your own family if you're not with us. But so we're talking about St. Augustine. Right?
Yep.
Because St. Augustine is where we're going, and we have a great road trip planned for our families to St. Augustine in November of this year, November 1st and 2nd. And so you'll be hearing this podcast. In case you wonder, you still have a few days. You can register to join us.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you do if you haven't already. But that is a great itinerary. Now, you can find the itinerary and some more detail about the trip on our FPEA app. If you have not downloaded that app, you can from
both the Google Play Store and your iTunes Store.
Okay. So you can get the FPEA app.
Mm-hmm.
Just a side note, you can follow that app all year long. Keep up with it. For any of our trips, we'll post our itinerary and any important information on that. So especially if you're joining us for those trips, it's a good thing to have your app, you know, downloaded and ready to go. But yeah, so you can also go to our website. There's the itinerary there and all the information you need to register for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about just a little bit. We're going to basically spend a full day on Friday and then a good portion of the day Saturday visiting some of the, you know, well-known sites, historic sites around that area. And just because of the nature of St. Augustine, which I want to say in St. Augustine, you have over 60 historic sites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 60 historic sites. Not to mention just a lot of other great things like a Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Sure.
And, you know, other fun things to
do.
Mm-hmm. Also, not to mention, and this is your favorite part, it is on a beautiful beach. St. Augustine and that beach, the beaches along that coast, are gorgeous. And I know you love the beach.
I do.
So we'll actually get to see a part of the beach while we're there.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it is a great, it's a great place to go with the family. It's a great area to enjoy. But there's so much to do, it's absolutely impossible for us to hit it all in 2 days, which means we can go again.
Do more.
We have more to do. But yeah, it's a beautiful city. The locations that we're going to visit are great locations, and some of them are some of the popular locations. So when we're going to start out on Friday morning, we're going to start out at Fort Matanzas.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Matanzas is, it was kind of like the gateway fort to St. Augustine. So, you know, people who were coming in off the coast, the Castillo, which is the fort more inside St. Augustine, was not right on the Atlantic Ocean. It was inside on the Matanzas.
Uh-huh.
And so what you're seeing with Fort Matanzas is it's out there further out, right off of the Atlantic Ocean. And that was kind of a gateway fort to protect the city. It's a great little experience because you go there. It's not a huge fort like the Castillo de San Marcos is in town. But you go there and you have a little ferry that takes you across the inlet to the actual part of the fort that's still standing. And you can see the quarters where they slept and the different things. It's a, it's just great. And the inlet that it sits on is gorgeous. You've never seen it.
No.
I can't believe this about you.
I know.
But it's a gorgeous inlet, and there's even a beach and stuff that you will see that people, you know, they go to, and they just sit and enjoy the water there because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a nice little trip, and we're going to do that. We're going to learn about the history of that area And I think that if you've never been, anybody that does that will absolutely enjoy just the knowledge that you get of why that fort was important, especially when you see it and it's not this grand, huge, you know, huge thing. And then we're going to move on from there. We're going to go to Anastasia State Park. We're going to talk about taking a look at some of the historical old St. Augustine quarries. If you, you know, get to get into some of the history and the detail of this, you will learn that they were quarrying the coquina that they used to build so many of the things around that area. So that'll be an interesting talk that we'll share. We'll have some fun there when snack together and just learn a lot. And that state park, again, is beautiful. There are a lot of things to do there. You know, there's options to ride bikes. There's options to do some water sports. And they have rentals there for things like that. So that will be a lot of fun for anybody that wants to spend some extra time, you know, just at that location. And then I think this is probably one of the coolest things. We are going to have a nighttime visit to the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
That's going to be neat for me because I've never even seen a lighthouse.
Oh, my goodness. You're killing me.
I'm very untraveled. For someone who likes to travel.
I know. That's so great. But the lighthouse there, I mean, it's a beautiful lighthouse. I want to say it was built about 126 years ago. I mean, it's an old lighthouse. But we're actually going to be able to have a tour and learn about the science of light and how the lighthouses work and the mirrors in the lighthouses work to reflect the light. I think it's going to be a great tour and a neat opportunity to do that at night. And, you know, just aside, those tours are typically twice as expensive as the rates that we were able to get to bring a group. So I think it's a great deal. And I hope that, you know, if you've ever wanted to do that kind of stuff and didn't want to pay those individual prices that are so high, this is a great opportunity to come with your family and do it at a reduced cost. So that's kind of our first day. That's a lot of stuff to get done, and we're going to be hitting the road and being all over the place. But I think it's going to be a really exciting day. And that's Friday. So Saturday, November the 2nd, we're going to be actually starting out at the Castillo de San Marcos. That is the fort of forts in St. Augustine. Every time you see a picture of the fort at St. Augustine, that's what you see. And it's right across the street from all of the historic downtown area. In the historic area is gorgeous, but when I say it's right across the street, I'm talking about it's like a two-lane road that goes from some of the historic hotels and restaurants and everything, and you just walk right across the street to this huge fort, and it's impressive, you know, the first time that you do it.
Right.
Because I know the first time that I went, I was not expecting it to be
quite so grand
or quite so large, quite right in the middle of downtown, you know, St. Augustine. It was just, it was kind of crazy because I've visited other forts that were more removed, you know, but that was one of the interesting things to me. But the Castillo is grand. We have a tour there that we're going to take and spend some time there. But then we're going to go to one of, I think, one of my more favorite places. I would never have thought this. As a matter of fact, I've been to St. Augustine multiple times, and I did not go on a tour of this particular site because I thought this will not be any good, right? It will not interest me, but I loved it, and I was so shocked that I did love it so much, but it had so much more than I would have expected.
Sure.
And that is the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this, first of all, is much larger than I thought it was going to be. It's like a 15-acre park.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's huge. Yeah. And it's waterfront, so it's beautiful. The location is beautiful. And there's a lot of, you know, stuff that you will find there because, you know, St. Augustine in this area was founded like 55 years before the Pilgrims settled.
Right.
Right. So this is an old city and it's an old area. And you can have basically an experience while you're there because you go around to different areas of all the different periods kind of what happens. So there's, you know, the whole part that deals with the Fountain of Youth. And the water from the Fountain of Youth. And that's an interesting part. And, you know, it's just, it's neat because you hear about all of the aged fine effects of the fountain. But I don't know how true that part is, but, you know, we'll leave that to history. And then there's like a Native American village that they have a replica of there, which is very educational and just really neat. And then there's ancient burial grounds there. So, I mean, it's just a neat area. And then there's, you know, you can see where the archaeological site was and the work that's been done there. But it's beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. And I really, really enjoyed it. Again, with us, we get a great discount on that tour. So if there's ever been a time to go, that would be the time, you know, while we're there. So we're going to do the Casilla de San Marcos and the Fountain of Youth on Saturday. And then we will part ways and head home and enjoy, you know, whatever else there might be to do. But there will be a few hours left in the day. So I kind of wanted just to talk about, I know sometimes when we have these trips, families will come the day before or stay an extra day. And so I wanted to talk about some of the other places that people might want to go and some of the really neat things to do down in St. Augustine. There are a lot of places that you can go and see pirate museums. Okay. But the one that they have in St. Augustine is the coolest because I think that there are just so many things there that they do to kind of bring you into the experience. And one is, you know, while you're there, you're basically on a treasure hunt. So I think kids love that. And it's a very engaging and interactive kind of museum as opposed to, you know, just something that you would see that was, you know, more dry. But it really goes into that, you know, golden age of the piracy and the treasures. You can, you know, you can pick up a gold bar and you can just kind of feel and see and experience a little bit more about what things would have been like, I think, for people who were really experiencing that treasure hunting and, you know, pirate mindset. They have hundreds of like authentic artifacts in there that, again, that the kids can engage with and see and experience. And one of the only three surviving Jolly Roger flags.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is kind of cool. Yeah. So that is a really neat place to go. And I think that, you know, for us, it was just a unique experience to see that particular pirate museum. And we've been to several places where you can see stuff like that, but nothing like this one. So that's a good one to go to. The oldest wooden schoolhouse, I think that one's kind of fun. And I think it's something that people hear about all the time. And it was built in St. Augustine. It's still standing there. There's a museum there. I think it's fun for everybody to have an opportunity to see those kinds of things. And it's a self-guided tour there. You know, my kids don't relate to school houses at all with homeschooling, But it was a really neat experience. And I think that one of the things that, you know, I mentioned early that's just kind of fun sometimes, if you've never been to Ripley's, there is a Ripley's, believe it or not, there. And those can be a lot of fun for your kids, I think, especially. You know, they'll enjoy that. And one of the things that I really love about going down and driving into that old historic part of St. Augustine is the St. George Street. And that is like the main street through the historic district. And it's all like, you know, cobblestone streets and there's all kinds of shops and restaurants and neat places to experience while you're going down the road. But when you walk down that street, it just kind of gives you that feel of being back in a previous time, you know, a previous period. So you can definitely find all kinds of things to do there. But I think, you know, one of the things that I would call like the piece de resistance, the showstopper of all, is Flagler College. Have you ever seen Flagler College? Okay, so Flagler College is beautiful. It is a university now, but it was once just It was once
a women's college.
Ponce de Leon Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Your friend Ponce.
My friend Ponce.
So it was a hotel, and it was built by Henry Flagler.
Okay.
You know, who was, of course, building railroads right. through Florida. We've mm-hmm. learned all about that in the past. But it is gorgeous, and it's just breathtaking. But, you know, you can still go and take tours 7 days a week at Flagler College. And it's an amazing, there's so many beautiful stained glass windows, and there's a dome in there that's, you know, got the Tiffany era style painting mm-hmm. and stained glass, and all of it's just amazing. So those are just a couple of the things that I would say if you're going to spend some time before our trip or after our trip, or if you're going to go on your own, just some of the highlights, you know, in St. Augustine that you would hit, mm-hmm. you know. So, and there's plenty more to do. Like I said, over 60 historic sites, mm-hmm. Just beautiful beaches. There's so much to do in St. Augustine that you can't miss it like you have.
I know.
You're killing me.
I know.
But we're going to have to get you there. So, that is kind of a wrapping it up here for us on St. Augustine. And, you know, I would just want to remind everybody that's listening in today, if you are considering homeschooling, travel is a great reason to homeschool.
Oh, yeah.
Come along with us. But if you're considering homeschooling, or if you're already homeschooling, just remember that FPEA is your resource for all of your homeschooling needs in Florida. You can check out our website, www.fpa.com, for exciting opportunities like this and other valuable resources. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and get all kinds of tidbits and other resources there that are sure to help you as you create your customized homeschool journey.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our show and will join us next time for FPEA Connects. You can find us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network at ultimateradioshow.com. For more information about FPEA, visit us at our website, fpea.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, stay connected.